A compromise bill between House and Senate leaders would raise more than $900 million for transportation, but several rank-and-file Republicans blasted it as an egregious tax hike. Senator Mike Crane of Noonan declared his opposition.
Senator from the 28th State Inquiry.
Mr. President, isn't it true that this is a unqualified midnight run on Georgia taxpayers?
Casey Cagle, the Lieutenant Governor and President of the Senate, responded in short order.
I think that is extremely offensive to every member of your colleagues.
The bill raises the funds by phasing out one type of gas tax and hiking another. It also adds new fees on truckers, electric car owners, and hotel guests. Speaker David Ralston said the months of debate and negotiations paid off.
We have done what many years General Assemblies have failed to do by passing something that's significant, that's meaningful, and I couldn't be prouder of the vote of this House tonight.
The bill also allows individual counties and regions to partner together and pass local transportation sales taxes. That was a provision welcomed by transit advocates, but the encore for many of them came after the transportation bill passed. In a surprise move, the Senate amended a separate bill that would allow Fulton, DeKalb, and Clayton counties to increase the MARTA sales tax, which currently stands at 1%. Those counties could ask voters to raise it to 1.5%. That could boost MARTA's funding by $200 million per year. Colleen Kiernan heads the Georgia chapter of the Sierra Club.
It's a game changer, and we're really excited about that. It elevates MARTA's ability to be flexible and meet Metro Atlanta's transit riders' needs.
The MARTA bill still needs to pass the House. The larger transportation bill, meanwhile, heads to the governor's desk. Legislative session wraps up for the year Thursday. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, the state capitol.